one of the easiest, you know, inventions or the most helpful inventions is auto pay, where you can just set up your bank account to pay your bills on the first of the month or whatever it is, 15th of the month, whatever you want, and the bank, you automatically, your certain bills that you sign up obviously are paid by itself from your checking account, from your savings account, however you set it up. Question is, what about when one of those days falls out on Shabbos? So you set it up for the first of the month, and invariably the first of the month is going to be Shabbos. So you're going to tell me, well, this isn't relevant because banks are closed on Shabbos. But so the question is, let's say if it's Yontif, let's say, you know, you set up first day of the month, and it's a first day of the month is a Tuesday, and so normally the funds would leave your account on Yontif, but Tuesday happens to be Yontif. So now what are you going to do? You're setting up some transaction to take effect on Shabbos. Question number one. Question number two is, what about if you have a foray into E-Trade, and you have that you set it up that when the S&P 500 goes below a certain amount, or your whatever stock you like goes above a certain amount, so the E-Trade is, or whatever, the broker or the E-Trade man is authorized to buy or sell a certain stock or a certain
machine.
Say again?
You don't know that.
You absolutely, you don't know. Absolutely. Well, actually, if you knew, you would be rich.
No,
if you knew, you would be rich, right?
It's different from setting the date. You know when you
say. Correct. 1,000%.
No, but it's actually a machine that's doing it.
Perfect. Perfect. That's going to even be better, maybe. So it's a machine that's doing it. The point is that is a transaction taking place on Shabbos, yes, or Yontif, yes or no? Yes. So it's more likely for Yontif, because again, the stock market's closed on Shabbos, whatever it is. Yontif would be the same thing, but if you have a similar situation, I don't know, you sell mutual funds, whatever it is, something which your broker that you want is always on the first day of the month, you sell, or whatever it is. So something like that, is it mutter or is it usser? So it's...
So, you include the direct deposit, where you work.
So direct deposit...
Security.
Correct. There it's...
Right.
Correct. There it's a little bit perhaps different because you're not the one who's dispensing of money. There it's an issue that, like, let's say someone receiving may be different. We'll assume it's the same. They could make distinctions based on that. So you make it easier. Just a case where you're paying, you're the employer. So you, let's say, pay employees on the first day of the month. That would be a similar question as well, where you're dispensing funds. You're causing a transaction to take place on Shabbos or Yontif. It's a very important question, very relevant, you know, if it's usher. So says Shulchan Aruch in Shin Vav, which is a little bit not where we're up to, but just gets us into the sugya a little bit. Shulchan Aruch over there says, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about how it's us to make a mekach or memker on Shabbos, and the reason is gezeirah shema yavo l'ksiva. Maybe you're going to come to write based on a whole sugya in Shabbos. If you do a transaction, what's going to happen? You're going to come to write down the transaction. Therefore, the rabbis made a gezeirah, don't do business on Shabbos. Therefore, don't buy and sell on Shabbos itself. Don't be part of that transaction. The trickier question is when you set up a transaction Erev Shabbos now to take place on Shabbos. So the Maisa of the Kinyan is taking place before Shabbos. The Chalos of the Kinyan, the actual, you know, it's a good English word for Chalos,
the closing
of the transaction, the actual, you know, final execution, thank you, of the transaction is taking place on Shabbos. So you're setting up pressure. So the famous Rabbi Akiva Eger, where he says in the Tshuva, where it says it's forbidden. It's also to set up a transaction on Erev Shabbos to take place on Shabbos. And what's the example? He talks about a case of Pinyan Ben. Are you allowed to set up a Pinyan Ben the day that you're supposed to have the Pinyan Ben is a Shabbos? So can you set up a transaction with the Kohen? You pay the Kohen money on Friday, do the Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos, and what's going to happen? On Shabbos, you say it's only Chal, the Kinyan is only Chal on Shabbos itself. Does that work? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, you can't do that. It may work for Pinyan Ben, that's a separate discussion, but it's usher to do because of Hilchas Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. There's a Marim Shik, which has another problem case, where he says, what about the case of Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos? So you want to eat your challah on Erev Pesach for Shabbos, obviously, right? It's still only Erev Pesach. It's not Shabbos. It's not Pesach yet. So you on Friday set up the transaction with the guy. If you're going to sell the chametz, I'm setting up, I'm doing the Maisa Kinyan on Friday, but the Kinyan is going to be chal on Shabbos. Send the Maram Shik. No, uh-uh. Also to do on Shabbos. this seems to be, it would be, this is the shitas that seem to say, it would be usur to set up an automatic payment system where the kinyan is chal and shops. Problem is that there's a different Maram Sheikh, which seems to have a stira, where he talks about, I don't fully understand the exact metzias of the case, but it's some type of like an early version of an eBay, where you have like some auction where you're somehow giving some bid on Erev Shabbos, and somehow the bid is closing on Shabbos. But you're basically, your involvement in the transaction is only on Erev Shabbos, your, I guess, submission of the bid, and then the closing of the auction will take place on Shabbos. And he seems to say that that is permitted. So how are we going to understand these marmakomas? And then for our Mishnah Berurah, relevant to us, is that there's also another halacha based on a Gemara in Shabbos, which says that you are allowed, this is the Shabbos, everyone knows this because it's the Shabbos clock heter, is that you're allowed to set up a maisa on Erev Shabbos. For example, a millstone, you're allowed to set the motion and set it in motion, and even though it's going to actually do the action of the grinding or whatever on Shabbos itself, and you're allowed to soak dye, you know, on Erev Shabbos, even though it's not going to actually be soaked or whatever, the dye is not going to be finished until Shabbos itself. So how are we going to... Yeah.
On our second example, even though the transaction taking place on Shabbos, there doesn't seem to be an exchange of monies taking place. And maybe that's what...
No, but even the first case, even the Erev Shabbos case, there's no... Even the case of the Pesach or the Pinyan Ben, no transfer of money is going to occur on Shabbos itself. Right? Nothing takes place on your Shabbos. You're close.
Over here, by the auction, there may not be a change of possession. Until you actually come and receive the goods.
Okay, interesting. That's an interesting thing. You're saying a change of possession is the ikker thing. But even with the money, there's not really... What about my on the computer? It's not... There's no actual change. It just moves, you know, electronically. I was trying to explain that to my kids. How you pay, how it works. It's very confusing.
Well, we have the Peshach Tehmer, he write it down. They'll write it down his register.
Oh, you're saying the fear that it's going to be written down. I hear. So the Betzela Chochma brought down in the Sefer Commerce on Shabbos, he brings down a very interesting distinction which explains everything. Similar to what you're saying. He says, it depends, is anything happening on Shabbos itself? But it's a little bit the opposite of what you said in that way. That when something else has to be done in order for the kinyan to be executed, then it's mutter for you to set it up on Erev Shabbos. For example, let's talk about the case of that it was mutter, the Maram Shik was the auction. I'm setting it up on Erev Shabbos, but something needs to be done on Shabbos, whether it's, I don't know, the ringing of the bell that the auction is now closed, or something needs to happen on Shabbos in order to have it executed. But I didn't do that. My Erev Shabbos act had nothing to do with that. So whatever happens on Shabbos shows that my Erev Shabbos act wasn't automatically going to lead to a kinyan. Something else had to actually happen. As opposed to the case of the Pesach and the case of the Pinyan Ben, the full transaction was done Erev Shabbos. All you did is you said, oh, it shouldn't be chal. It shouldn't take effect until Shabbos. Correct. Only thing, excellent, well said. The only thing that has to change is the time itself. So now tie this whole distinction back into our case of the automatic pay. What happens with the automatic pay? Something happens, but it's more than just time changing. It's not just a click, bing, the date changed. Something in the computer has to be triggered, obviously, on Shabbos to change. I'm not a bing teller. I have no idea what actually happens. But most likely the computer has some algorithm or some program which happens on Shabbos that you set up from Erev Shabbos, that something now happens on Shabbos, which are yontif, and transfers the money. What about E-Trade? Seemingly E-Trade, the same thing. If it's I set up, I'm assuming there's no person involved. We'll get to the person in the last minute. But assuming E-Trade, so I set it up on Erev Shabbos, when the stock goes under a certain amount, something needs to happen. But something needs to happen. Some trigger of some computer has
no control of what happened.
Who has no control of it?
I didn't make the stock market.
Right, you didn't make it for, well, that's for sure, you didn't make the stock market. If you could, then you'd be definitely rich. But the point is that if but something had to happen in the computer.
You just set up when the water gets this high, the
Fine, but the switch has to still go off. That's the point, is that something still has to happen on Shabbos, which is not really your doing. You're not really pressing that on Shabbos. Someone in E-Trade is pressing that button, or someone in E-Trade, something in E-Trade is being triggered, which is a separate act. According to that, your act on Erev Shabbos is not automatically triggering something on Shabbos, and therefore he wants to say both of these cases would be permitted. Now, interestingly, in the broker case, in the E-Trade case, he doesn't really talk about E-Trade, but he says a similar type of situation. He says maybe there's room to be machmir for some other reasons, but I think the simple understanding is that the E-Trade case and the auto pay should be permitted based on this distinction. The final point is that let's say you have a broker now involved. You tell your broker, 15 years ago you told your broker, look, do me a favor, if the S&P 500 ever goes below X, buy for me. Right? So you told him 10 years ago, the S&P is going to continue going up and up and up. Eventually, in 10 years from now, it's going to come down. Bingo, it happens to go down in Yontif. Now what are you going to do? So the broker is going to buy for you. Why is he buying for you? Because you commanded him 10 years ago, but you commanded him to buy on the date that it happens to go below a certain amount. So that is a commandment on Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that, where he says that that is forbidden. However, the Commerce on Shabbos in his English top says that would be forbidden. On the bottom footnotes in Hebrew, he says, well, maybe we can make a heter. And he suggests, well, maybe a suggestion. What's the heter? How are you going to find the heter? He says he talks about the case of asking a guy to shovel your snow. Right? So you pay him a certain amount, but you're commanding him to pay, you command him to shovel on the right when it snows. So that is forbidden, assuming it's forbidden to shovel snow on Shabbos. That's a separate discussion. But assuming he's going to use a regular, shovel, and it's not no malacha, but you still hold that it's usher. So assuming you're not with a shovel on Shabbos, but you're asking him to shovel on Shabbos, so that is forbidden. So why? Because you're telling him to shovel immediately after the snow falls. But here he says it's different. Do you really care when you buy the S&P 500? You don't really care if you buy it on Tuesday on Yontif or Wednesday after Yontif. Why? You just want it for a certain price. Your vart is not immediately it should be bought. Your vart is that you want you want it at a set price. Do you really honestly care if it's today or tomorrow? Not at all. You just want it for a set price. So he says, therefore, if that's the case, you're not really setting it up that it should happen on Shabbos. You're not really commanding him to do it on Shabbos. You're commanding him for the price, right? Whenever that price is, you don't really care, and therefore it's correct. But the shoveling the snow, you want him to do it. So if that's the case, you want him to do the shoveling the snow, and that's different. The shoveling the snow, you want him to do it immediately for the most part because you don't want to crack your neck. But the S&P 500, you don't really care as long as you get it for a certain price. It doesn't make a difference. He needs to chop it right then for his stuff. But you don't really need to chop it. If he would tell you that tomorrow he'd be able to buy, if you buy it, you wouldn't care for it tomorrow. So he says the best way to get out of everything is just tell your broker, I'm not going to sue you for like negligence, you know, malpractice, if you buy it at a higher price on the next day.
What if your broker's Jewish and that relates?
That's a separate issue. If your broker's Jewish, then you got other problems. Yeah, so that's a separate child. But halacha l'maase, he says the best way to do it is just tell your broker, I don't really care if you buy it on Yontif. If it's a goes certain price, you can do it.
Electronic,
then it seems that it's fine. I'm fine. Make right
everything is now. Basically.
Correct. Well, unless you have a person who's a broker. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm surprised that none of the poskim that you mentioned are saying that the out from it really is the guy is getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless 100% I'm with you, unless you tell him to do it on Shabbos. So one, even if he has his own interest, if you command him to do his own interest though on Shabbos, then it's forbidden.
It's not the Farhesia though.
No, but even so, you're not going to command him to do something for you first on Shabbos. So you're not going to command him to do something for you bedafka on Shabbos, no matter what it is. Because that's your command to do it on Shabbos. That's what the way to get out of it is, you just say, look, if you do it on the day after Yontif, right after Yontif, I won't mind, and then you're fine. Shkoyach.